All right.
We understand.
We're glad Brother Goss is still with us. Appreciate him still being here. And keep treating him this way. May gain another member. He can run the Canadian work long distance. If we get him an iPhone, he can do anything with an iPhone. All right, let's see. Did we finish Revelation 6? We did, didn't we? Oh, verse 13. Okay. Oh, I went over how in the sixth seal there was a great earthquake, verse 12, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And verse 13 says, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as the fig tree casteth their untimely figs and was shaken of a mighty wind. And I'm still showing that as being the United States falling. We went over the scriptures in Isaiah and Ezekiel and Matthew 24, didn't we, to show how when God judges a nation, the lights are turned out on that nation. And they are a light to the world as long as they're a dragon power, superpower, ruling over the world. So I still see America rising to a place. That's why when the stock market crashed and everybody got scared, Brother Green called me and he said, we're going to sell all the stocks. And Wichita had quite a bit of money in the stock market. I said, don't sell none of it. He said, man, this thing's going down. I said, no, it ain't. I said, it'll come back. It's hold steady. I said, I said, America's going to rise to great power, and they'll manipulate the stock market. It may never come back. Oh, I said it'll come back to 11 this year, but it may not, but it's already almost hitting 10. It's fluctuating back and forth, but of course, I still say that we'll never... America rising to the a dragon power will never benefit the people of God. We'll never have as much opportunity or financial blessing as we've had in days gone by. So that's why I think everybody ought to work towards getting debt free. And I think if you can get debt free, you'll be all right. But if I think we're in this last 30-year period, and America will be devastated in the end of it. Verse 14 says, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Islands and mountains in the Bible represent Babylon and religious systems. And prophetically, when there's a hill or a rise in the earth, it's a high place. And also islands are, you know, islands are religious groups that are off to themselves or segregated away from other groups. But they're going to come together in this. They're going to be moved out of their place. And then it says, the kings of the earth and great men and rich men and chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man. It doesn't make any difference how high you get in these systems. These great men, these kings of the earth, the rich men, the chief captains. It doesn't matter if you're in bondage to that system or you're free of it. Or they're going to hide themselves in dens and in rocks of the mountains. They're going to look for protection. They're going to look for safety. They're going to look for these religious systems to hide them. They're going to look for some kind of hiding place. And they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Because when America goes down, this earthquake, it's going to shake the whole world. And it's going to shake the religious system, which will already be formed, already be beast system, it'll already be an image to the beast. But remember, Isaiah said, they'll say, let us eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. They're still going to remain in their different islands and mountains and groups, but they're going to be under one covering of the beast system. And so they're going to run in, you know, they're going to begin to run and try to find something to help them, because they're going to see, I mean, America is going to be devastated, and it's going to devastate the whole world. And always, people, when the world gets in trouble, they begin to call on God and look for somebody that they think might be able to pray and get God to help them out of their troubles. But they're going to realize that this is a terrible calamity that of wrath. And it says, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, at the end of the 30 years, the 15-year last prophetical hour starts, and the first 7.5 years of that, the bride will be made up. But see, judgment, God's wrath first. Judgment begins at the house of God first. So God will begin to set the church in order, and he'll begin to judge things, and everything that won't respond or everything that rejects God, God's wrath be poured out. But the final wrath of God, or eternal judgment of the Battle of Armageddon will not start until after the first 7.5 years. The first 7.5 years, God will make up his bride, but his wrath will continue to be poured out. Primarily on America. That when America goes down, God's judgment, it won't take place in just 1 year. God will just continue to take this nation down, because it'll be the end of it. God will be done with America as far as being the great, glorious nation she's been. This nation's turning away from God. You know, it's a sad day in America when the president declares that this is no longer a Christian nation. That's sad. I think this is one of the most wicked presidents we've ever had. And what I mean, I don't mean that the man is out to do wickedness. He just is ungodly. He don't understand the things of God. It has nothing to do with, you know, anything other than just the systems of man have produced corruptness in man. I don't think George Bush was much better. You know, he was just controlled more by the majority, what the moral majority. And you know, but his persuasion is more a Christian persuasion. Didn't somebody tell me that President Obama basically admitted he was Islamic recently on TV? So and that just shows you that he doesn't have a fear of God like many of our forefathers. But I'm just going to tell you, every president after this one's going to, the fear of God's left the government of this country. And it's just, you know, it's biblical. God sees where it's going, and God's held this country, and he's still going to hold back the four winds. That's in the very next chapter. He's going to continue to hold back the four winds until he seals his servants in their foreheads. Somebody said yesterday in the campground that that God has no preference over nations. That's not true. God does have preference. So he's been working, depositing the word of God. But it is true that he doesn't have a preference for nations or people for salvation. It's available. He doesn't separate or neglect anyone that would call on his name, but he does, he loves where he's putting his name. God's placing his name right now in the body of Christ in America. This is a place, New Jerusalem, where God is putting his name in the earth. And we don't want to lose sight of that. We don't want to lose sight of God, what God's doing and his plan and how he's doing it. Even though, you know, when I talk over in the Dominican Republic and preach that America's going down, you can tell that those people can't believe that an American is preaching that. You know, that just blows their mind. But at the same time, I tell them what a blessed nation America is, and that it still will rise, and the body of Christ will be restored in America. There will be a Jewish ministry that will come into this body. That's one of the signs. Just watch for it. When God starts sending Jews in here and calling pure Jew men to the ministry, and they start humbling themselves under this ministry, you can know the end's very short. It's getting short. Because when those men come in, their minds are touched by the Holy Ghost, they receive the Holy Ghost, and the Torah that they've been holding on to all these years looking for their Messiah, when they get a revelation like the Apostle Paul did that this is the Christ, his body, the whole Bible is going to explode, and them men are going to, it's going to be unbelievable how fast they'll get this message, and they'll see all the types, they'll surpass many men that's been studying this for years because they've been brought up with it. It's been on the frontlets of their eyes all their lives. And God, I'm sure, has men, specific chosen men to do that work that he's predestinated to see his plan go forth. All right, so Brother Jerry's not here, is he, this morning? I know I wouldn't have got this far without a question. Is there any questions so far? Has anybody got a question? Oh, Brother Mark?
Your timeline on verse 15 says that when they hid themselves in the mountains, doesn't America give her, doesn't America?
You need to hold, turn on the handheld mic upstairs for us. I'm not sure if it's that needs turned up, the volume. You hold the mute button till it lights up, and you hold it till it goes off. That's what turns it on. Then you just tap the mute button. Hold it down till it comes on.
Might need new batteries.
No, I turned it on just a minute ago. Or maybe it just came on because.
There she is. No, it's his. Mic.
No, yeah. Wait.
There we go.
The battery is low on it.
Hello?
Can you turn the mic up? We need a battery for the handheld mic. Anyway, I'll repeat your question. Ask it.
America gives her power to the beast. It doesn't say in 17 or 18 somewhere where America was the
No, I never have to work taught it that way. The ten kings in the 17th chapter. The ten kings give their power to the beast. There's seven. There's five kings that already have been. Turn to the 17th chapter right quick, and I'll just read that. And let's start in the 8th verse. It says, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here's the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen and one is and the other's not yet come. Okay, the five are fallen was Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. But Rome is, at the time he wrote this, Rome was in power. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is yet to come. And that's America. But remember, America's going to give her, set up an image and give her power. She'll set up an image and give power to the beast. And he must, but this here other that's going to come is America, and he cometh, he must continue a short space. That's just a this 30-year period I'm talking about. And the beast that was and is not, and he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. Now that's the beast that, in other words, this is the beast system, that's the image that's been set up as an image, and it is become the eighth head. In other words, America is the seventh head of the beast, but the eighth head, when they give their power back, it's the beast that was and is not and yet is. That's Catholicism. It was, but it's not, but it yet it is at the time he's writing this. So, and then the ten horns, see, he said in the 12th verse, and the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have not received a kingdom as yet. They never... they are... they're not a head. They're not a dragon head. It's not just one nation that rises as a dragon head, but the 10 kings is a corporate group. I still say it's the United Nations. It may change some kind of form, but I say that's where it's going to its source. The source of its structure is going to come from. I just can't. Right now, I don't think we can see any. The structure could change in this 30 years. So I'm not. I'm holding to that right now just to show you how that the number 10 is the number of judgment in the Bible, and the only judgment seat in the earth after America goes down that I can see right now would be the United Nations, because every nation honors that system of judgment for the world, and they immediately, when America goes down, can't you see the United Nations convening and saying, what are we going to do? And the kings of the earth, there's nobody going to have enough power to rise up and take America's place. So I can see them coming together at the head of nations. And the Arab nations will dominate that. And it will be dominant, predominantly a Muslim system. And that's where it's strange is that the 10 kings are going to give their power to the beast. They're going to honor this system, the beast system, which is an image to Catholicism and the Pope of Rome. But I can promise you they're going to do it deceitfully for the very purpose of destroying it. They just, you know, right now you can't get them to say they're against Christians, but just read the Torah. The Quran. Just read it if you don't think they are. And go back and study the crusades of Muhammad. You know, you'll see their intent is to destroy Christianity off of the face of the earth. And there's a type of this in the Bible where after Elijah is caught up, that, I'm sorry? Okay. Turn me down just a little bit upstairs. Is that better right there? Okay, that's good. A type in the Bible of these 10 kings is Jehu, which, you remember, he killed every one of the sons of Ahab, which is a type of the beast, had all their heads cut off and brought back in a basket. He, on his way back from the battle, he passed by what was that called, where Jezebel and the eunuchs were. No, yeah, and he said, "Who is on my, who's on the Lord's side?" And the eunuch stood up and said, "We are." He said, "Throw her down." And they threw her down and they trampled her under the horse's feet. And she died right there, the wife of Ahab, Jezebel's wife. And so, and they went on back and set up a banquet and started rejoicing and having a big celebration of their winning the battle. And it, and Jehu got to thinking about Jezebel, and he said, "Maybe we better bury her." So he sent somebody back to go get her. They came back, said, "There ain't nothing left of her. The dogs ate her." Remember, Elijah prophesied that. Said, "There ain't nothing left of her but the skull of her head, the palm of her hands, and the soles of her feet." That's a picture of Babylon. Babylon will utterly be destroyed when the ten kings get through. They'll destroy that system. Of course, it's the wrath of God on that system. But the only thing that'll be left is just the skull. You know, a skull is not a, it's not a functioning body. It's just the memory of it. It's just evidence of a death. The skeleton, yeah. And the palms of the hands, just a memory and a of the ministry that was set up in that beast system. And the soles of her feet, the feet members, down will be down in the feet members of this beast system. And God's going to destroy that, and there won't be nothing left of it but just the evidence of the death of it. And so then what Jehu, he told his men, he said, "I want you to go tell all of the priests of Ashereth and Baal to go get all together in the temple." Said, "Tell them we want to worship with them." And so they all gathered them all together. And he said, "Get every one of them in there." Then he told them, he said, "When you get them all in there, lock every door and kill every single one of them." And that's a type of the ten kings is going to, here in the 17th chapter, let's read that. "These will make war with the Lamb." they'll receive power. In verse 12, "The ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and they'll give their power and strength to the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are thee called, chosen, and faithful. And he said unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth, and are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, and the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked." Now remember, we just got through reading, they're going to give their power to her for 1 hour. But now they're going to hate her, make her desolate and naked, and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. It's Babylon. That's how that's going to take place as far as America. And we'll cover that in the 13th chapter, how America will set up an image to the beast.
Excuse me, that,
yes.
That last verse, "And the woman which thou sawest,"
Babylon, the beast system. The woman that thou sawest. Okay, just a minute. No, that's Babylon. That's Babylon. Look, she reigns over all the kings of the earth. It's the beast system. It's reigning over all the kings. This woman. No, he's not talking about the woman at all here. He's talking about the harlot system. In the 17th chapter, the whole thing's about the harlot. Oh, yeah, the America will set up an image to the beast system. And the America will rule the world, and there will be basically one predominant world religion. You just have to, well, it's not for me, and the reason it's not is because I see right now that there is a surge on of Mohammedism against Christendom. But you can be sure this world's going to gain power over that, and they're going to snuff that for a while. That's what they're working on right now, is they're working on this becoming a great big, and I think it very well could be one of the things that may be causing a subsiding of the Muslim religion surge is America and nations working together to try to fix this economy situation, and they're working on big government, and we've got a president that is trying to befriend those nations, and I think they have some hope in that. So that may cause some period of to subside upheaval for a while until America can rise. I mean, America's going to rise to great government. It's just like right now they're trying to get this, they're having trouble getting this health plan passed, aren't they? I'll guarantee you, mark it down, they will pass it. They'll pass it in some form. They may not be able to get what they want, but they're going to get a piece of the pie. They're going to get a piece of it. And America's, the government is going to be in charge it's going to get a hold in the medical field. And we're headed for socialized medicine. We're headed for big government in every phase of anything has to do with military power, financial power, religious power, civil power. What have I left out? That's financial, really. Military, financial, civil, the four winds, and the other one's religion. So your agriculture power is really your strength of your finances. You don't have any food, you ain't got any finances. You're dependent on somebody else. But America's got plenty of food. We're paying farmers to burn wheat fields because we got so much already stored up. Yes, sir? that America would be, well, they're going to build an image to the beast. They're going to empower a beast system, but they're going to be a dragon power. To me, it's hard to divide this. It's all anytime something's conjoined, it's hard to make, you know, it's hard to say what part of it's one part and what part of it's another part. But to me, a dragon power is when civil power and religious power marry. And when they get married, well, they'll even, you know, in other words, they'll have, in other words, when they hook up together, it's a dragon power. Every head of the beast has always been, you can't hardly tell. Pharaoh, that was a dragon power, but he was also a god. And see, so he was a beast. There was a beast system there, the religion of Egypt. Or same way with Babylon. Babylon, this head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar. But you had to fall down and worship the god of Baal, his god. And he was the chief leader of religion, but he was also the chief leader of the world power. When you get religion, the beast system, and the civil power together, it becomes a dragon. And it's hard to say at times which part of that is a beast. You know, there's two hats of that dragon. And, yes, they turn it over to religion, and that's the problem, is the beast starts mingling in civil powers, and the civil power starts mingling in religion. And that's why it's difficult to identify them. Even in the 17th chapter there, when you're reading about the eighth head, it's hard to identify that exactly. You have a problem with America being a dragon power?
No, I don't have a problem. I have a problem with saying that it's going to be a dragon power in the future.
Well, I don't see how you could say it any different. You explain it to us. That's right. Well, the church will be restored in America. America will become a dragon power during this 30-year period, and the church will become restored before that last prophetical hour starts. The bride will be made up during that 7.5 years. It'll all take place right together. Yeah, it'll all take place right at the end of the 30-year period. The church is going to come into restoration, and there'll be great persecution on the church, just like there was in the New Testament. There's going to be tremendous persecution coming, because as that system and the image of the beast is set up, at the same time, the latter church. The church down here is going to be in its glorious state. And it's going to be moving in the height of its glory. And of course, it'll take place for 7.5 years. But it'll do a lot of work before that 7.5 years, because during that 7.5 years, the church will be restored to the point of a divine order. I see the resurrection taking place right there during all that calamity. That's how, when God resurrects, when there's a resurrection of the just, there's going to be so much confusion in the world, America going down, and all of the financial and the records are all going to be lost. Who's going to be wanting to try to save all the records of a country that's totally devastated, gone broke, don't have any military power? They're going to have to set up something new. You're not going to be able to keep up with nothing. The borders or nothing else. They're not going to have power to do hardly nothing.
The church will be
raised. The church, right there, the church will hit its restored state, and God, you know, during the next 7.5 years is when God will begin to make up the bride. But there's got to be a resurrection take place right at this transition period. And so God's got to have a church, you know, that's ready for this. There'll be a harvest taking place. People coming in, the church will be going into a great light, but it won't be, in other words, God won't be ready to, the church won't be intact to produce overcomers until that last prophetical hour starts. But but this resurrection, when it takes place, there's going to be so much confusion in the world. You know, if a resurrection took place right now, we'd have all kinds of trouble. I mean, right here in America, hundreds of thousands of people coming up in resurrection. I mean, how are they going to work? You can't get them a Social Security card. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Who's your mom and daddy? Well, my mom and daddy, you know, they're born in 702. You know, well, that ain't going to work. You know, we ain't believing that for a second. You know, who are you going to tell? You know, if Ray Lineger resurrects, who are you going to tell? Which he will resurrect. But if my... Well, I'll believe you if I see. I've already seen him in a dream resurrected, so...
Now, you're saying the church, the government will be a chaos.
That's right. No, the church won't be in chaos. We'll be well aware of what's going on. But when the 10 kings, which I'm right now, the structure of that to me looks like it'll be the United Nations. What was the word? I had it right there on the, you know, when you're... Well, it'll be the members in the UN, but yeah, they'll predominate. They'll have majority voting power. Yeah, that they'll be. I can't get the word I had. You know, in other words, they're going to be scraping. You know, it's not the word, but trying to hurry up and get some sort of structure to bring, you know, some kind of settling down on the world for all the destruction that takes place. I say it's going to be a pretty bad destruction. Brother Lineger felt this way, and I'm still holding to what he said on it. I think he could be right. Of course, you've heard me, and I got it from him. I worked on it a little more after he got some ideas about it, about Israel taking America down. Predominantly, it'd be Israel. They're the only nation in the world. Did y'all know that Israel is an anti-Christ nation? They are against Jesus Christ. He's not their Messiah. They don't believe in Him. They are the chosen people of God, but they're anti-Christ right now until God touches their hearts. And that's a big deception. Somebody said in this meeting, said if America don't back up Israel and everything they do, America's going down. Well, that's a fallacy. And that's a lie, because of our forefathers and the teachings of the Bible, knowing that Israel would be restored, which I say the Israel that's being restored is the body of Christ. He that's a Jew is not a Jew that's circumcised of the flesh, but of the heart. God's restoring the church, not a natural nation. But he made a covenant and promise with Abraham, and he will reach back in and save the Jewish people. They're going to be saved. They're going to be grafted back in. But right now, God's turned from the Jews and he's turned to the Gentiles. When God finishes this work, he'll turn this back because there's no one else to turn to. God's held them in place. He's held them in place in the law and the prophets and kept them right there in a great gulf. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. He's kept them in place. And there's a great gulf between us and them. And that is that we accept the Messiah and they don't. But we all are serving the same God. But they can't, we can't get to them. We can't give them a drink of water. They won't accept it. There's a gulf that's fixed there by God. But when God gets ready and God touches their hearts and their minds, God they'll get revelation of this, and most of them will be right here in the United States of America is where they're going to come in the body of Christ. Brother Leniger said, the Jews are in finances, they're in our CIA, they're in our military, they're in our chiefs, they're in all four winds. They're in the chief civil positions, authority, places of authority in government. They are the brains behind our finances. They manage the finances of America. They are in chief military positions, and they hadn't got in religion yet, but they will before this is over with. Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, they could sabotage this country from within. They could do to every military base, every major military base, every financial institution, every civil headquarters. They could destroy those three things overnight. All they got to do, they've got the power and the brains to do it, and they've got the access to it. We're not guarding ourselves against that. And they've been going to school. Al-Qaeda has been taking them to school now for several years of how to sabotage America from within. That's not their plans right now. But you wait till America betrays Israel and you see what happens. You may think they're Americans, but I got news for you. They're first Jews. All right. Let's see. What was I going to say right there on the end? I want to finish that part. Brother Leniger said Israel will bomb America with nuclear weapons when America goes down, and America will retaliate and blow them off of the face of the earth. Before America goes down, he said they'll destroy Israel. The nation of Israel will be destroyed. I'm still considering all that, and I've got to have some scriptures with it, but I can see that happening. That still doesn't prevent God from reaching in, restoring those people to the kingdom and Israel even becoming a great place down through the 1,000 years. It doesn't mean it'd be utterly, you know, when I say blow off the face of the earth, that's just terminology to say they'd be destroyed as a nation too. That's what he said. They will be destroyed as a nation with America. Devastated. So, anyways, it's going to be interesting. All right, next week, the 7th chapter. Thank you.